ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम सदा शिव
समारंभ
ओम शांति 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 प्लीज रिमेंबर मेक नॉट नाउ we are seeing the description of the annamaya koshaha, the physical body, the outermost layer of personality, presented by the rig mantra in Yajurveda Upanishad. The rig mantra's description we are seeing now. What does rig mantra say about the food? We already seen I'm reading, continuing my reading with from page number 194. So, just to remember, let us read that mantra once. Annadvai praja prajayante yahkascha prithivi gashritaha atho anne naiva jivanti अथैनदपि यन्त्यन्ततः अन्नगुं हि भूतानां ज्येष्ठम् तस्मात् सर्वौषधमुच्यते सर्वं वैतेन्नमाप्नुवन्ति येनं ब्रह्मोपासते अन्नगुं हि भूतानां ज्येष्ठम् तस्मात् सर्वौषधमुच्यते अन्नात् भूतानि जायन्ते जातान्येन वर्धन्ते अद्यतेति च भूतानि तस्मादन्नं तदुच्यत इति ओके सो भाष्यकार गिव्स द मीनिंग ऑफ अंततः The word antataha. Athainadapiyantyantataha. The word athainadapiyantyantataha. Atha yenat apiyanti antataha. Finally, the food, this body born of food, sustained by food, goes back to food in the form of elements. अथ येनत् अपियन्ति अन्ततः फाइनली भाष्यकर गिव्स द मीनिंग ऑफ अन्ततः इन सेवेंथ केस एस अन्ते मुडिवाह अट द एंड यू कैन यूज द सफिक्स तसल इन मेनी विभक्तिस जीवन लक्षणायाः वृद्धेः परिसमाप्तौ Jivana lakshanayaha vriddhehe parisamaptau. When the growth, which is an indication of life, has reached its end. It is a nice way of presenting death. When you eat, you should live. That is the vriddhi. Even if you are getting old. That is why an old man is called Vriddha, grown up. Sustenance is called Vriddhihi. Bhashyakara uses it that way. Generally, Vriddhi means growth, but sustenance also is called Vriddhihi. Today you eat and live. Today you eat and live to eat tomorrow. Tomorrow you eat and live to eat the next day. That is Vriddhihi. When that is complete and reaches a grand finale and one does not live to eat tomorrow, that is the end of vriddhi and life also. Then it becomes annam. Matter conserves itself. Energy conserves itself. We have nice words like conservation of matter. You cannot create or destroy an ounce of matter, much less a quantum of energy. Bhagavan is running his home very well. He is the greatest recyclist, keeping everything in balance and at the same time providing everyone a body and everything for everybody. Everything for every body or everybody. An insect has a special body. A plant has a special body. This person born in China also has a special body. For us, they all look alike. But there is a difference which you get to know once you get used to them. Tamilians were thinking they were special people. But one Murugesan, a typical Tamilian in Rhode Island, America, got his blood sample checked and found it to be the same as the DNA of an Ethiopian Tamil and a Caucasian Tamil. All of them have the same DNA print, but still the differences are established. All go back to food recycled. Kasmat, how do you say food is the cause of creation, sustenance and resolution? Annam hi yasmat bhutanam praninam jeshtam. Annam hi yasmat bhutanam praninam jeshtam prathamajam. Annam is not an ordinary thing. It is prathamaja. Prathamaja. First born among all beings, Virat. The physical order is Ishvara, in the form of Virat. Vividham Rajate, one who shines in variegated form. So, Virat includes all things and beings, and you also. Therefore, while talking about Vyashti, individual, Shruti does not forget to mention the Samashti. The total and the awareness of samashti on the part of the individual makes him connected to the reality. The sense of alienation is an inborn feeling in a child because the child is connected to mother and feels alienated when mother is not around. Even if there is a good home and the communication is there, still there are occasions when mother is away. The individuality is necessary, but sense of alienation is not necessary because it is not true. In order to establish the individuality, there should be identification with this body, which means separation from mother and father. The jiva has to have individuality in order to exhaust its karmas. So individuality is inevitable and also is desirable from the creator's view. But alienation is neither desirable nor acceptable because it is not a reality. Therefore, there is resistance to alienation. Because everyone has this sense of alienation and smallness, anyone who provides a cult or a group will attract many followers as you get a self-identity in the group. You want to have a group identity, at least a little expansion of yourself, a bloated ego. Ego is like a bubble with air only and without content. A small bubble becomes a bigger bubble, but still it is alienated. You have only a special feeling. I belong to this group. All these cults and groups have that kind of basis. There is a theology which says, we do not know why, but God has chosen us to save you. Why is a mystery. But what? But that he has chosen us is not a mystery. That is very clear. You are going to be saved only through us and not by anybody else. These groups thrive on the need on the part of every self-conscious being to get away from the sense of alienation, whilst which is against the reality. In fact, at every level you are connected. At a physical level, you are connected to Virat. At the prana level, you are connected to Sutratma. At mind level, you are connected to Hiranyagarbha. All are manifestation of Ishvara only. At causal level, you are connected to Ishvara directly. So, Jiva is always connected to Ishvara. The reality is, both Jiva and Ishvara are essentially one only, because Ishwaratvam and Jivatvam are Mithya. Both Jiva and Ishvara are Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, Brahma. I want to translate this sentence. Ishwaratvam, the status of being the Lord, the status of being the Jiva, the qualifications attributed to consciousness associated with the individual is Jiva. The qualification attributed to the consciousness associated with the total is Ishvara. These qualifications attributed are Mithya. That's what is meant by expression. The status is Mithya, not Jiva. Why? Because the Ishwaratvam and the Jivatvam, the qualifications attributed, the titles are Mithya. But Jiva and Ishvara are Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, Brahma, one and the same reality. Therefore, Annam hi Bhutanam Jeshtam. Before Bhutas come into being, first there is Annam, Virat. The word Jeshtam means Prathamajam. Pratham Jayateti Prathamajam. The firstborn. The older brother is called Jeshtaha. Jeshta means oldest. Jeshta means older sister. But it has different connotation. Jeshta is Goddess Lakshmi's older sister. Jeshta represents all that is inauspicious. If she enters, means you will lose whatever you have. We do not want her to enter our house. That is why we have Rangoli. Suppose you have cleaned the front of your house and done Rangoli. That means Lakshmi is there in the house. So Jeshta will not enter there. And she will be looking for a house which does not have Rangoli. Here Jeshtaha means firstborn. Annam is first and it becomes the cause for all other beings. Cause must precede the effect. Before everything else is born, it is there. Cause must precede the effect. Before everything else is born, it is there. Annamayadinam hi itaresham bhutanam karanam annam. Annamayadinam bhutana itaresham annamayadinam bhutanam karanam annam. Ataha anna prabhavaha anna jivanaha anna pralayascha sarvaha prajaha. Repeat it. Annamayadinam hi itaresham bhutanam karanam annam. Ataha anna prabhavaha anna jivanaha anna pralayascha sarvaha prajaha. Annam is the cause for all other beings that are modifications of annam. Therefore, all beings have annam as their origin. Anna prabhavaha means all beings have annam as their origin. Anna jivanaha means all beings have annam as their sustenance. அன்ன பிரலயாக மீன்ஸ் சர்வாகா பிரஜாகா, சர்வாகா பிரஜாக ஆல் பீயிங்ஸ் ஹாவ் அன்னம் ஆஸ் தி லோக்கஸ் ஆஃப் ரெசல்யூஷன். சோ இத்தரேஷாம் பூதானாம் அன்னமயாதீனாம் பூதானாம் அன்னம் காரணம், அன்னம் இஸ் தி காஸ் ஃபார் ஆல் அதர் பீயிங்ஸ், இத்தரேஷாம் ஆஃப் ஆல் அதர் பீயிங்ஸ் ஆர் ஃபார் ஆல் அதர் பீயிங்ஸ் இத்தரேஷாம் அன்னமயாதீனாம் தோஸ் ஆஃப் தோஸ் விச் ஆர் மாடிஃபிகேஷன்ஸ் ஆஃப் அன்னம் பூதானாம் பீயிங்ஸ் காரணம் அன்னம், அன்னம் இஸ் தி காஸ். So annam is the cause for all other beings that are modifications of annam. Therefore all beings have annam as their origin, as their sustenance and as the locus of resolution. Why do you call annam as jeshtam hi? Because annamayadinam itaresham bhutanam karanam annam. It is the cause for everything else like annamayaha etc. The word adi etc. means annam, means annam is the cause not only for annamaya, but the word adi etc. means annam is the cause not only for annamaya but also for pranamaya, manomaya and so on. In Chandogya Upanishad, we see this demonstrated by Shvetaketu. He did not take food for 15 days. Afterwards, he was asked to chant Samaveda, but he could not recollect anything. When he gradually started taking food again, he could get back his memory. Therefore, Bhashyakara uses the word Adi in Annamayadinam. And when he uses it, there will always be a clear reason. Food is not only for the physical body. It is for prana and mind also. Ataha, therefore, all the beings are anna prabhavaha, annat prabhavanti iti, born of food. Anna jivanaha, annena jivanam yesham, te, sustained by food. So anna jivanaha means annena jivanam esham te anna jivanaha, sustained by food. And then again anna pralayascha, anne pralayam esham te anna pralayaha, resolved into food. Annam is Virat, and so you are never away from Virat. There is no alienation at any time. Yasmacha evam tasmat sarvaushadham sarva praninam deha daha prashamanam annam uchyate. Yasmacha evam tasmat sarvaushadham சர்வ பிராணினாம் தேக தாக பிரசமனம் அன்னம் உச்சியதே. This being so, therefore, அன்னம், the remover of the bodily affliction in the form of hunger of all beings, is said to be medicine for all beings. யஸ்மாத் ச ஏவம் தஸ்மாத். This being so, therefore, food is sarva aushadham, sarva praninam aushadham, oshadibhyah jatam aushadham, oshadibhyonam, we'll see that, oshadibhyah jatam aushadham, born of oshadhis is medicine for all beings. Suppose the system does not function properly. One takes medicine which is called aushadham, herbal medicine. That is the correct system of medicine. Food also is aushadham as it cures hunger. In our herbal garden in Green Covey, one particular herb was growing which was given as medicine for fever. A few days back, an elephant came and ate only that particular herb and finished it totally and ate nothing else. I infer it had some fever and it knew this medicine and ate that alone. It came for cure and not for food. And so it left all other things intact. We learn from them what is aushadam. Herb is food, herb is aushadam, both. Therefore, annam sarvaushadam uchyate. Annam is medicine for all beings. Medicine for what? Deha daha prashamanam. Deha daha prashamanam. Daham means that which burns and dries or dries up. Dahaha means that which burns and dries up. So in Tamil also we have this word dahama. So it refers to thirst and hunger. Hunger you cannot ignore. You have to address it. It is jataragni, digestive fire. It is daha that burns. Thirst also is daha, dehydration for which you require water. You require medicine for any type of disturbance to the body because it puts out the fire of hunger. Annam is called sarva aushadham. Shankaracharya says, kshud vyadhischa chikitsyatam. This line is from Sopana Panchakam, I think. Kshud vyadhischa. Kshud, it means hunger. Vyadhi, this is. Kshud vyadhischa chikitsyatam. Kshud vyadhischa chikitsyatam. Pratidinam bhikshaushadham bhujyatam. Sadhana Panchakam, verse 4. May you treat the disease of kshud, hunger, with the medicine of bhiksha, food. Food is oshadibhyaha annam, the oshadibhyaha jatam, born of plants, and so it is always vegetarian. There is no other food. The word praja means prakashena jayate iti, one who is born within a certain niyati, order. A number of things constitute that order. Birth is not an isolated event. For a jiva to assume a body, a number of things are involved, such as time, place, parentage, lineage, and devatas. Also, every discipline of knowledge, like biochemistry, electrochemistry, organic chemistry, inorganic chemistry, geography, and astrophysics is involved. Without Ishvara, in the form of various laws, including the law of karma, these requirements cannot be met with. Therefore, jiva is called praja. Prakashena jayate iti praja. The one who is born within a certain niyati, order. A number of things constitute that order. Birth is not an isolated event. For a jiva to assume a body, a number of things are involved, such as time, place, parentage, lineage, and devatas. Also, every discipline of knowledge, like all these sciences, is involved. Without Ishvara, in the form of various laws, including the law of karma, these requirements cannot be met with. Therefore, a jiva is called praja. Anna brahmavidaha phalam uchyate. Anna brahmavit. Anna brahmavidaha. Positive case. Phalam uchyate. Sarvam vaite samastam anna jatam apnuvanti. Sarvam vaite apnuvanti means samastam anna jatam apnuvanti. के आपनवन्ति, समस्तम अन्नजातम के आपनवन्ति, ये अन्नम ब्रह्म यथोक्तम उपासते, ये अन्नम ब्रह्म यथोक्तम उपासते, ते समस्तम अन्नजातम आपनवन्ति। कथम अन्नजः अन्नात्मा अन्न प्रलयोहम, अन्नजः अन्नात्मा अन्न प्रलयः अहम, तस्माद् अन्नम ब्रह्म इति। सो अन्न ब्रह्म विदः फलम उच्यते मीन्स इट इज सेड नाउ, व्हाट इज सेड हियर, द रिजल्ट ऑफ द मेडिटेशन एंजॉयबल बाय अ मेडिटेटर अपॉन अन्नम, अन्नम ब्रह्म is okay, annam as brahma, with brahma, with here is a meditator, the one who meditates upon annam brahma is the anna brahma with, and the benefit enjoyable by anna brahma with is mentioned here. So the result of meditation on brahman as annam is said now, they get all types of annam, sarvam vai te apnuvanti, समस्तम अन्न जातम आपनुवंति, दे गेट ऑल टाइप्स ऑफ अन्नम, हू के दोस हू मेडिटेट ऑन ब्रह्मन, ये अन्नम ब्रह्म यथोक्तम उपासते, दोस हू मेडिटेट ऑन ब्रह्मन दैट हैज बीन प्रेजेंटेड एज अन्नम, कथम हाउ, One has to meditate thus. I am born of annam. Aham annajaha. I am of the nature of annam. Aham annatma. Anna pralayaha aham. I resolve in annam. Tasmat annam brahma iti. Therefore, I am annam. That is Brahman. For I am अहम अन्नम दट इज ब्रह्मन, अन्नम ब्रह्म, तस्मात् अन्नम ब्रह्म इति, देयरफॉर आई एम अन्नम दट इज ब्रह्मन। वी हैव सीन दैट ब्रह्मन इज बोथ मेकर एंड मटेरियल कॉज, वी हैव सीन दैट ब्रह्मन इज बोथ मेकर एंड मटेरियल कॉज, there is nothing other than Brahman. In this, Brahman does not include the jagat, like clay does not include the pot. In your understanding of clay, potness, lidness, plateness, cupness are not included. Clay has clayness alone, but these are not separate from clay. Brahman does not include the jagat, but jagat is Brahman. This truth is to be understood at every level. When the vision is not complete at a given level, then we deliberately visualize it. This is called upasanam. If the level includes total vision, it is called knowledge. Seeing annam as Brahman is upasanam. Seeing annam being Brahman is jnanam. That as and the is, the difference, two words. The difference between upasanam and jnanam. If you are able to see annam being Brahman, seeing Brahman annam is Brahma means it is knowledge of annam being Brahman. If you try to see annam as Brahma based on the fact that it is already Brahman, is upasana. Without total vision, if you look at the whole thing from a given point of view, it is just meditation, a deliberate superimposition on Brahman like visualizing Annam as Brahman. For this meditation at every level, Shastram always points out the result. If you complete the study of the Shastram and gain the total vision, then at every level you have achieved everything. I feel that is what is aimed at in this Shastram, because this level is not complete. Bhashyakara looks at the level of Annam as Virad Rupa Brahma Upasanam. Bhashyakara looks at the level of Annam as Virad Rupa Brahma Upasanam. It is Virat because we are talking about the five elemental world, including this physical body. This world and all bodies are born of, sustained by, and go back to Annam. Therefore, at this level, Annam is Brahma, and Annamaya also is Brahman. It is complete if later there is no reference to prana, mind, buddhi, and ananda. But there is anyontara atma pranamayaha, anyontara atma manomayaha, anyontara atma vijnanamayaha, and anyontara atma anandamayaha. At anandamaya, it is complete. So interior to every kosha, there's another kosha. That's what Swamiji is mentioning here. At anandamaya, it is complete. And Brahman is Surupanandaha, the support of Anandamaya. It is all a brilliant analysis. So we have Upasana here at the Annamaya level, which is incomplete. If you understand and say the whole thing is Brahman, then you become Brahmavit. And the result is Sarvam Sarvan Kaman Brahmanasaha Ashnute. Otherwise, you are Anna Brahmavit and get some result for the meditation. I feel more at home saying it is knowledge all the way. Bhashyakara goes by Sampradaya and takes it as Upasanam at every level with some kind of result. Te sarvam samastam vai annam annajatam. Te sarvam samastam vai annajatam anna samuham apnuvanti. They gain all food. Who are they? Ye annam brahma yathoktam upasate. Those who recognize annam brahma as oneself. If you take it as upasanam, then it means those who meditate on annam as Brahman. Katham upasate, how do they meditate? Anna jaha, annatma, anna pralayaha aham. We have to include the word aham, I, in all the three places. I am born of annam brahma, aham anna jaha. Aham, I am born of annam brahma, not annam. Then I am annatma, I am in the form of anna rasamaya atma. And I am anna pralayaha. In me, annam resolves. I am annam brahma, virat. I am not away from annam brahma at the physical level here. The individual who is annamaya resolves in the total virat. You are never away from the total. That is a thing to be understood. That is teaching. Please remember, we are discussing at the physical level. This physical body being non-different from the corresponding total matter known as Annam Brahma. Annam Brahma is another expression for total gross matter, which is Virat. So every individual physical body is non-different from corresponding total gross matter. Kutaha punaha sarvanna prapti phalam annatmopasanam iti uchyate. Annatmopasanam iti uchyate. Annam hi bhutanam jeshtham bhutebhyaha puram nishpannatvat. Annam hi bhutanam jeshtham bhutebhyaha puram nishpannatvat. Jeshtham hi yasmat tasmat sarvaushadham uchyate. Tasmat upapanna annatmopasakasya sarvanna praptihi. Tasmad upapanna annatma upasakasya sarvanna praptihi. Kutaha punaha sarvanna praptipalam annatmopasanam iti uchyate. How is it said that this meditation has the result of gain of all annam? Uchyate, that is being said here. Annam hi bhutanam jeshtam. Annam is the foremost of all beings. Puram nishpannatvat, because it came into being before all beings. Jeshtam hi yasmat tasmat sarvaushadham uchyate. Being the firstborn, it is called aushadham for all. Tasmad upapanna annatma upasakasya sarvanna praptihi. Therefore, it is proper that one who meditates on annam as Brahman gains all annam. Kutaha punaha. How come this meditation has the result of gain of all annam? That is being said here. Annam is the foremost of all beings because it came into being before all beings. Being the firstborn, it is called aushadham for all. Therefore, it is proper that the one who meditates on annam as Brahman gains all annam. Kutaha punaha annatma upasanam sarvanna prapti phalam. How come this upasanam has the result of gain of all annam? Annam hi bhutanam jeshtam. Annam is the cause of sarva bhutas, sarva shariras, all beings, all bodies. It is sarva sharirebhyaha puram nishpannam. It was there before the birth of various bodies, and therefore it is jeshtam. Here the word bhuta does not mean the five elements beginning from akasha, but comes in the sense of all jivas. But jivas are anadi. They cannot be born. Therefore, the implied meaning of the word bhutas is bodies. Though these are small things, we should note them. Annam is jeshtam because it is sarvaushadham. We do not take it as meditation and take it as knowledge that I am Annam Brahma. Then it removes the sense of alienation. That is the sarvanna praptihi. Annad bhutani jayante jatani anyena vardhante iti upasamharartham punarvachanam. Beings are born of annam. Once born, all beings grow due to annam. This repetition is to conclude this topic. Summing up, the Upanishad says, sarvani bhutani annad jayante. All beings are born from annam అండ్ జాతాని అన్నేన వర్ధంతే. బీయింగ్స్ దట్ ఆర్ బోర్న్ గ్రో డే టు డే డ్యూ టు అన్నం. ఆఫ్టర్ అ సర్టెన్ ఏజ్ దే డు నాట్ గ్రో, దే డిక్లైన్. ది ఫస్ట్ డిక్లెన్షన్ ఈస్ ది ఎక్స్టెన్షన్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ హ్యాండ్స్ టు రీడ్. ది ఫస్ట్ డిక్లెన్షన్ ఈస్ ది ఎక్స్టెన్షన్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ హ్యాండ్స్ టు రీడ్. యు రిక్వైర్ గ్లాసెస్. బై అన్నం బాడీ డిక్లైన్స్, దెన్ అన్నం బికమ్స్ ది ఈటర్. ది వర్డ్ అన్నం ఈజ్ ఆల్సో వ్యూడ్ యాజ్ ది ఈటర్ బికాస్ ఇట్ ఈట్స్ యూ. If you grow by eating, then you are eating. If you decline by eating, annam has begun to eat you. After 40, that is what it does. When annam begins to eat you, then you keep it to minimum so that you can live longer. You bargain. It is very interesting that the Upanishad tells you this. Repetition of the two sentences is ఉపసంహారార్థం, ఫర్ సమ్మింగ్ అప్. ఎనీ క్వశ్చన్స్ హియర్? వెరీ సింపుల్. కెన్ ఐ కంటిన్యూ? ఇదానీం అన్న శబ్ద నిర్వచనం ఉచ్యతే. ఇదానీం అన్న శబ్ద నిర్వచనం ఉచ్యతే. అద్యతే భూతైహి అత్తిచ భూతాని యస్మాత్ తస్మాత్ అన్నం తత్ ఉచ్యతే ఇతి శబ్దః ప్రథమ కోశ పరిసమాప్త్యర్థః. నౌ ద డిరైవేషన్ ఆఫ్ ద వర్డ్ అన్నం ఇస్ బీయింగ్ సెడ్. వాట్ ఈస్ ఈటన్ బై ద బీయింగ్స్ ఇస్ అన్నం. And it also itself eats the beings. Because it is eaten by beings and also it eats the beings, it is called annam. The word iti is to point out the completion of the first kosha. Now, anna shabda nirvachanam uchyate. Danim anna shabda nirvachanam uchyate. అద్యతే భూతైహి అత్తిచ భూతాని యస్మాత్ తస్మాత్ అన్నం తదుచ్యతే ఇతి శబ్దః ప్రథమకోశ పరిసమాప్త్యర్థః. ప్రథమకోశ పరిసమాప్త్యర్థః. నౌ ద డిరైవేషన్ ఆఫ్ ద వర్డ్ అన్నం ఇస్ బీయింగ్ సెడ్. వాట్ ఈస్ ఈటన్ బై ద బీయింగ్స్ ఇస్ అన్నం. అండ్ ఇట్ ఇట్సెల్ఫ్ All it also itself eats the beings. Because it is eaten by beings and also it eats the beings, it is called annam. The word iti is to point out the completion of the first kosha. So the panamaya is going to come. That is what indicated by the iti shabda. Now, anna shabda nirvachanam uchyate. The derivation of the word annam is said. Please make a note, the word nirvachanam means election. Now, vachanam is a noun, nir is a prefix, nirvachanam also means election. Nirvachanam, nirvachanam means election also. Nirvadati, like that. So here, this derivation, how it is derived. Niruktam means defined. Definition. Okay. So the derivation of the word annam is said. The word nirvachanam is vyutpattihi. Derivation of a word. See, vyutpattihi is another expression I want you to know. It comes from the root ada bhakshane. To eat. Adyate iti annam is karmani vyutpattihi. Derivation in the second case. It means what is eaten, that is food. Annam implies liquids also. Atti iti annam is kartari vyutpattihi. அத்யத்தே இத்தி அன்னம் கர்மணி வியுற்பத்தி, அத்தே இத்தி அன்னம் கர்த்தரி வியுற்பத்தி. நாமினேட்டிவ் கேஸ். டெரிவேஷன் இன் தி நாமினேட்டிவ் கேஸ். திஸ் மீன்ஸ் ஒன் ஹூ ஈட்ஸ் தட் இஸ் த ஈட்டர் ஆஃப் ஃபுட். ஃபுட் ஸ்வயம் இட் செல்ஃப் ஈட்ஸ் அப் தி பாடிஸ். பூதைஹி புஜ்யமானத்வாத், being eaten by all the beings, bhuta bhoktrutvat, and being the eater of all the beings, it is called annam. You are both bhokta, eater, from one standpoint, and bhogyam, eaten, from another standpoint. There is no vyavastha, any categorical mention possible. So it is called anirvachyatvam, which is mithya. This is one anirvachyatvam, and it is there all the way. So you are both bhokta, eater, from one standpoint, and bhogyam, eaten, from another standpoint. There is no vyavastha, any categorical mention possible. So it is called anirvachyatvam, which is mithya. It is one anirvachyatvam, and it is there all the way. The word iti is prathama kosha parisamaptyarthaha, to indicate completion of the first koshaha. It started from annadvai, which is a mantra quotation, and it ends there, ends here. Iti Shabda marks the end of the quotation and also the end of the first kosha description. Koshavat Achadakatvat Koshaha. Like a sheep, it covers person's understanding and becomes the locus for confusion and error. One thinks, I'm as good as the body, I'm a mortal. This is a very well entrenched notion. This is a very well entrenched notion. There is a universality about it. Therefore, it is called koshaha. Annamayadibhyaha, anandamayantebhyaha, atmabhyaha, abhyantaratamam brahma, vidyaya, pratyagatmatvena, vidarshayishu shastram, அவித்யாக்ருத பஞ்சகோஷ அபநயனேன அநேக துஷகோத்ரவ வித்துஷீகரணேனேவ தந்தர்கத தண்டுலான் பிரஸ்தௌதி தஸ்மாத்வா ஏதஸ்மாத் அன்னரசமயாத் இத்யாதி. ரிபீட் அகெய்ன். அன்னமயாதிப்யஹ ஆனந்தமயாந்தேப்யஹ, அன்னமய ஆதிபியஹ ஆனந்தமய அந்தேபியஹ. So the Upanishad here begins the section which starts with Tasmadva Etasmad Annarasamayat. So Annamaya Adibhyaha, beginning from Annamaya, Anandamaya Antebhyaha, until the Anandamaya. Annamaya to Anandamaya. அன்னமயாதிப்யஹ ஆனந்தமய அந்தேப்யஹ ஆத்மப்யஹ அப்யந்தரதமம் அப்யந்தரதமம் ப்ரஹ்ம வித்யயா ப்ரத்யகாத்மத்வேன திதர்ஷயேஷு சாஸ்திரம் அவித்யாக்ருத பஞ்சகோஷ அபநயனேன அநேக துஷகோத்ரவ விதுஷீகரணேன இவ ததந்தர்கத தண்டுலான் பிரஸ்தௌதி தஸ்மாத்வா ஏதஸ்மாத் அன்னரசமயாத் இத்யாதி. சி சாஸ்திரம் திதர்ஷயிஷு. ஐ வாண்ட் டெல் யூ தட் ஒன் வேர்ட். தர்ஷயிட்டும் இச்சுஹு, தர்ஷயிட்டும் இச்சா didarsha. It's a desiderative word. Only one word I want to tell you here first. Didarsha means a desire to show. Didarsha. So didarshu, didarshayishu. Didarshayishu means that which is desirous of showing. Darshayitum icchati iti didarshayishu shastram. So shastram, with the desire to show, reveal the Brahman through knowledge, obtaining as the pratyagatma, one's own self, which Brahman which is the innermost of all those koshas, beginning from Annamaya to Anandamaya. How? Avidyakrita panchakosha apanayanena. By removing the five koshas caused by the ignorance. Like what? Aneka tushakodrava vitushikaranena. It's a beautiful example he gives. Tad antargata tandulan prastavati. Tasmad etasmad annarasamayad ityadi. The Upanishad begins the section which starts with tasmadva etasmad annarasamayat, with the desire to show Brahman. Didarshayishu. So shastram didarshayishu. The Upanishad begins the section which starts with tasmadva etasmad annarasamayat, with the desire to show Brahman through knowledge. Brahma vidyaya, vidyaya brahma didarshayishu. But the desire to show Brahman through knowledge as the inner self, that is interior to all the atmas, beginning from Annamaya up to Anandamaya. Abhyantaratamam, the innermost self. The tamam is there. That's why I'm adding. Abhyantara means inner. Abhyantara tara, inner more. Abhyantara tama, inner most. Abhyantara itself means inner. So abhyantara tama, inner most. The tama comes, tamap comes inner most. So shastram didarshayishu, with the desire to show Brahman, vidyaya, through knowledge, abhyantaratamam, as the innermost self, that is interior to all the atmas, beginning from Annamaya to Anandamaya, by eliminating avidyakrita panchakosha apanayanena. Apanayanam, elimination. Avidyakrita panchakosha apanayanena. By eliminating the five koshas that have come into being by avidya. Like what? Aneka tushakodrava vitushi karanena iva. Like separating the rice grain that is inside the paddy. Tad antargata tandulan. Tandula means rice. Like separating the rice grain that is inside the paddy by freeing it from the layers of husk. See, tushakodrava means layers of husk. Vitushi karanam means remove it, removal of the husk, layers of husk. Aneka tushakodrava vitushi karanena iva tad antargata tandulan. Tandulan, rice grain. Similarly, here also prastavati. The Upanishad begins the section which starts with the tasmadva etasmad annarasamayat, with the desire to show Brahman through knowledge as the innermost self. that is inferior to all the Atmas, beginning from Annamaya up to Anandamaya, by eliminating the five koshas that have come into being by avidya, like separating the rice grain that is inside the paddy by freeing it from layers of husk. The Upanishad employs a method here to correct mistakes at different levels. A mistake in perception is generally personal, that is, subjective. If someone commits a mistake, it is not that everybody commits the same mistake, like a shell is taken for silver, or a water hose is taken for a snake. One's own anxiety, one's own fear makes one subjective, and due to that, one may have atasmin tad buddhi, project an object on another object. You see what is not there. This is subjective error, and it is always individual. But there are certain universal errors in perception, which continue in all until they are corrected. It is avichara siddham, born of lack of inquiry. It is born of ignorance, ignorance of the world, and ignorance of oneself. I want to know this term, avichara siddham, is very much used by all Mahatmas, Shankaracharya of course. But there are certain universal errors in perception which continue in all until they are corrected. It is avichara siddham, born of lack of inquiry. It is born of ignorance. Ignorance of the world and ignorance of oneself. We are born with ignorance and we are endowed with the faculty to remove the ignorance by knowledge. We have some means of knowledge given for this purpose. We keep on knowing, shedding ignorance with reference to every object and every fact. The knower has a certain reality about himself, which he does not know. He has no clue about it, as he has no means of knowing available with him. He has only sense organs and an inferring mind with himself. He goes about knowing things like an oscillating fan. Now and then he looks up also. It is called astrophysics. He does not know the truth of himself and the jagat. If one remains ignorant with reference to various things of the world, it is not a problem, but ignorance with reference to oneself leads to confusion. Therefore, everybody is not only self-ignorant, but also self-confused. Since this is universal, and the one who judges you also is equally confused, therefore, we all pass as normal. The other person also takes himself to be the body, and you also take yourself to be the body, which means body is a locus for committing the mistake of taking oneself to be as good as the body. I'm a martyr. I'm tall. I'm short. I'm fair. I'm white. I'm black. These are all very well entrenched conclusions that everyone has. To make it real, we note down the date of birth and send birthday cards. We all accept that we were not there before and we will be here only for these many years. There is some truth about it, but that can be said only when something more is understood. But that is not understood. Therefore, to begin with, the Shastram presents the body as Brahman, as Atma. First, the Shruti takes you away from Annamaya. the body by pointing out that this body is not separate from the samashti, the total. Then it corrects the error by saying Atma is not Annamayaha. There is Pranamayaha, which is different from and interior to Annamaya, and that is the Atma. The Asmat Pratyayaha, the meaning of the word I, and meaning of the word I, the I sense. I'll put a sentence. The Asmat Pratyayaha, the meaning of the word I, the I sense, is thus gradually shifted from the physical body to prana, to mind, to vijnana, and to ananda by the Shruti. When it comes to Anandamaya, it says the truth of Anandamaya as well as all the preceding levels. The truth of Anandamaya as well as all the preceding levels is Brahman, which is Antaratma, the most interior, which is the Adhishtanam, support of Anandamayaha, and that is yourself. You can see the method adopted here in order to reveal the vision that you are the whole, limitless Brahman. You can see the method adopted here in order to reveal the vision that you are the whole, limitless Brahman. Bhashyakara introduces this method now. Annamayadibhyaha, Anandamayantebhyaha, Atmabhyaha, Abhyantaratamam Brahma, Didarsayishu Shastram. Shastram desires to reveal Brahman, which is the innermost of all the Atmas, beginning from Annamaya up to Anandamaya. Bhashyakara introduces this method now. Annamayadibhyaha, Anandamayantebhyaha, Atmabhyaha, Abhyantaratamam Brahma, Didarsayishu Shastram. Shastram desires to reveal Brahman, which is the innermost of all the Atmas, beginning from Annamaya up to Anandamaya. Brahman is the innermost to all these Atmas. Shastram has a commitment to show this Brahman. For this purpose, first Annamaya is presented as Atma, I. Then it is negated and Pranamaya is presented as Atma, I. The previous statement is not wrong because Annamaya is Atma, but Atma is not Annamaya. Like a chain is gold, but gold is not chain. Gold can be without being any form. People have the sense of I in Pranamaya. When one says, I am hungry, I am thirsty, I am healthy, I am ill, etc., one has taken the prana as I, the Atma. It is true that prana is Atma, but it is not true that Atma is prana. Then mind is Atma, but Atma is not the mind. Vijnanamaya, the Karta, is the Atma, but Atma is not Vijnanamaya. Anandamaya, the Bhokta, is the Atma, but Atma is not Anandamaya. Then what is Atma? It is the Adhishtanam of Annamaya to Anandamaya. The whole process of teaching is to accommodate the individuality connected to the total, accommodate the reality of living, and at the same time correct the confusion at every level. Then things fall into their own place. Abhyantaratamam. Abhitaha antaratamam means that beyond which you cannot go any further. You can keep going from the physical body to the bhokta, the experiencer. Thus, far alone you can go. Thus far alone you can go. The swarupam of this bhokta atma is Brahman. The swarupam of this bhokta atma is Brahman. It pervades every kosha and at the same time it is different from them. What does the Shastram do to communicate this vision? The Shastram begins this teaching with the sentence, Tasmadva etasmad annarasamayat. Prastauti means pravartate, begins. See, stauti means praises. When you add prefix pra, it has a different meaning. Prastauti. Pravartate, begins. What is the method adopted? By pancha kosha apanayanena, negating the five koshas. What is the method adopted? By pancha kosha apanayanena, negating the five koshas is the method adopted. What type of koshas are they? They are avidyakrita panchakoshas. They are there due to ignorance of Brahman. For Brahman, there is no kosha. For Brahman, there is no kosha covered. It cannot be covered. What cannot be covered is as though covered due to avidya, ignorance alone. There are five levels of experience and at every and each and at each level error is committed. And so there are five koshas. By negating them, Shastram points out Brahman. An illustration is given here. It is like how they remove the tusha, the husk. To get the tandula, the rice grain, aneka tusha kodrava vitushi karanena iva. Tad antargata tandulan ipsuhu. One desires to get the rice grain inside by removing the various outer layers of husk. Kodravaha is a certain form of rice. So too, koshanam apanayanena brahma didarsayishu shastram pravartate. The Shruti engages itself to show the innermost Brahman by negating the five koshas. However, there is nothing physical here. It is just a correction of mistake at every level. And so it is said, vidyaya, by knowledge. If one does not listen to the entire teaching, one would take the body, etc. as atma. Virochanaha, an asura, went along with Indra to Brahmaji to get knowledge. And when they were told Annam Brahma, the asura walked out, concluding that the body is Atma. Chandogya, 8th chapter. Now Bhashyakara begins to explain the sentence. sentence tasmadva after shruti. Any questions in what we have read until now? No questions? Can you proceed further?
Just a word, Swamini.
Yeah.
Didarsha ishuhu. What is that in?
See, it's called desiderative word. Desiderative. Drashtum ichchati. Didarsha ishati. Didarshati ishati. Okay? Drashtum ichcha didarsha. Didarsha isha. Okay. See, drashtum iccha didarshaisha. Didarshaishuhu means the drashtum icchuhu. Drashtum iccha yasya. Drashtum iccha yasya saha didarshaishuhu. Like mukshuhu, jignyasuhu, you know, bubukshuhu. Like that, it's called desire to. Chikirshuhu. Jigamishuhu, like didarshayishuhu. So didarshayishuhu, didarshayisha, drashtum ichchati, drashtum iccha yasya saha didarshayishuhu.
Thank you so many.
Any other? I think we can go ahead. Okay. Tasmadva etasmad. Yathoktat anna rasamayat pindat anyaha vyatiriktah abhyantarah atma pindavadeva mithya parikalpitah atmatvena pranamayah. See, please make a note. We have completed the analysis of annamaya kosha. Now we have understood annamaya kosha is annamaya, is no more annamaya atma, it is annamaya kosha. Before analysis, we take the annamaya physical body as the atma. We begin the analysis of annamaya atma, then we conclude it is atma is not annamaya, then we take it as annamaya kosha. Before the analysis, atma, after the analysis, it is taken as a kosha. It is over. Now we are entering into the analysis of the pranamaya. So tasmad va etasmad yathoktat annarasamayat pindat anyaha vyatiriktaha abhyantaraha atma pindavadeva mithya parikalpitaha atmatvena. Mithya parikalpitaha atmatvena pranamayaha. Pranaha vayuhu tanmayaha tat prayaha. So different from that annamaya atma. So annarasamayat pindat anyaha. Mean what? Different from that annamaya atma, which is this body. Vyatiriktaha. Vyatiriktaha, different. Annarasamayat pindat anyaha vyatiriktaha, different from the annamaya atma, which is this body, which is modification of annam, as has been said. Abhyantaraha atma. There is an atma that is interior. It is pranamaya, which is wrongly construed as the self. Mithya parikalpitaha. Pranamayaha. Atmatvena mithya parikalpitaha pranamayaha. Atmatvena mithya parikalpitaha pranamayaha. It is pranamaya, which is wrongly construed as the self. Like the physical body, pindavati eva, like the physical body, the pranamayaha, mithya parikalpitaha atmatvena. Pranamaya is wrongly construed as the self, like the physical body. Okay. So different from that annamaya atma, which is this body, which is modification of annam, as has been said, that is an atma that is interior. It is pranamaya, which is wrongly construed as the self, like the physical body, was earlier construed as the self. Prana is air. Pranamaya is modification of air. Va is vai. See that the va comes, for the meaning you have to take it as vai. Vai, like he, means indeed. Annarasamayat pindat. Other than this physical body called pindam, ball of flesh, there is another atma. The whole universe is called andam, as it is presented in the shape of an egg. Within that andam is this pinda. Tasmad, from that, etasmat, from this, yathoktat, as was said before, in the form of a bird, annarasamayat pindat, which is the individual physical body made of modified form of annarasa, assimilated food. Anyaha vyatiriktaha atma is the atma different and abhyantaraha, interior to the physical body. And it is known as pranamayaha. Anyaha could make one think of another body other than this physical body. Like Devadatta's body is different from Yajnadatta's body. It is not in the sense of another, located outside. We are talking of antaraha, inside only. That atma is also asmat pratyaya vishaya, the meaning of the word I, subject. It is pranamayaha. What is this pranamayaha? The Shastram only says, anyantara atma pranamayaha. But Bhashyakaraha points out, it is mithya parikalpitaha, wrongly construed to be atma, avidyaya, due to ignorance. It is not atma. At this level, one can mistake pranamaya as atma. It is the meaning of mithya parikalpitaha. The suffix mayat is in the sense of vikara, as pranavikara. It is panchavrityatmaka, in the form of fivefold pranas. Panchavrityatmakaha, in the form of fivefold pranas. Tena pranamayena yeshaha annarasamayaha atma purnaha vayunayiva dhritihi. Let's stop with this. This self, which is modification of the essence of food, is filled with the pranamaya, just as bellows are filled with the air. Dhritihi means bellow. So, tena pranamayena yeshaha annarasamayaha atma purnaha vayuna iva dhritihi. So, vayuna iva dhritihi. So just as bellows are filled with air, so the self, means which is modification of essence of food, this physical body, is filled with pranamaya. Tena pranamayena, by that pranamaya, eshaha annarasamayaha, this atma, physical body born of food, is purnaha, filled. This annamaya bird is completely pervaded by pranamaya. An example is given here for this pervasion. Vayunaiva dhritihi, like the bellows of the blacksmith are filled with air. Dhritihi means bellows. Savayesha pranamayatma purushavidha eva. Purushakaraha eva. Purushavidha eva means purushakaraha eva. Shiraha pakshadibhihi. This pranamaya atma has the form of body only, with the head, wings and so on. சவை ஏஷா பிராணமயஹ ஆத்மா புருஷ வித ஏவ புருஷ விதஹ ஆஸ்தி அன்னமயா இஸ் சோ தி பிராணமய சோ இஸ் தி பிராணமயா இட்ஸ் ஃபார்ம் இஸ் சிமிலர் டு தி பிசிக்கல் பாடி வித மீன்ஸ் டைப் ஃபார்ம் தி பிசிக்கல் பாடி வாஸ் அஸ்யூம்ட் ஆஸ் தோ இட் இஸ் அ பேர்ட் இட் இஸ் ஃபில்ட் வித் பிராணமய Wherever there is anatomy, there is prana. And mind also is there. That is why you have sensation anywhere in the body. Prana itself is pervaded by consciousness. The sukshma shariram comes up to the periphery of the body and stops at the dermis level. It does not extend itself beyond. So you have an individuality with your body, mind, sense complex. The whole jagat is not filled with your pranamaya. Otherwise, if you get up, the jagat also will get up because your body alone is filled with prana. Pranamaya assumes the same form as the body with shirapakshadibhi, with shirapakshadibhi, the head, right side, left side, and so on. We'll see in the next class. Any questions? I'm going to stop here. This Kodravaha is actually Varaharisi. Know that? Kodravaha means Varahu. What is in Tamil they call Varahu? Varaharisi is Kodravaha. In Gujarati language they call it Kodri. Kodravaha is Varahu. After some time, maybe I can, last sentence, certain things I wanted to elaborate to make it too Sanskritized class, so I kept quiet. Because the focus be on Upanishad, not on Sanskrit. The Shastram, that is more important for us. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamadhyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.